This is GQDN for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You'll get 25% off of your purchase, but I would suggest you get Quest Worthy as well. It is a good drink mix. It is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Videos almost every week. Go check it out. And by a great community about PTSD, stackup.org. They can help you, especially if you're a veteran. In today's news, we got some Disney games coming to Switch 2. And we got some Olympic esports news. And gamers are not actually opposed to AI. But we begin today with two different articles. One will focus on the bigger earnings, and the other will focus on the console. It is the Microsoft, which means Xbox, quarterly report. PC Gamers got the PC side, and Games Radar has the gamer side. So Xbox revenue has gone down again, and that's according to the financial report. So the gaming division is not doing that well right now. The revenue from the Xbox hardware sales, including Series X and S consoles and accessories, dropped 32% year over year. And Games Radar thinks it's because of the big price increases within a 5-month span. It's still making some expensive competition looking affordable. They also talked about the Xbox marketing campaign, and apparently it did not help the company. And they told people that they didn't need an Xbox Series X and S console. The content and revenue services fell 5%, while the Xbox overall revenue fell 9%. And the Microsoft CFO, Amy Hood, said that the gaming results were, quote, below expectations, driven by first-party content, end quote. But the company as a whole made $81.27 billion. Now that's a 4% drop in the amounts on the announcement, which is slowing cloud growth, but not about the financials. So in the news, the Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella made his opening reports, which did reveal that the current operating system did hit a milestone. Quote, 1 billion Windows 11 users, up over 45% year over year, end quote. Now, currently, if you want to ignore the AI part of Windows 11, you can do that. But Copilot likes to do things with your taskbar with a fresh install. And that's within Windows 11, which is why the revenues were at $81.27 billion. So if you play on a PC, you kind of know what Copilot is. But Microsoft could be going in all in on an agentic OS future. So Microsoft as a company was doing well, but Xbox was not. And while we're talking about AI, WCCF Tech said that the game developer studio Adeleco announced that they have an AI-powered debut game, Bubium Brawlers. And this is a turn-based card and dice creature battle, which is going to be on the mobile platforms. It's going to be an iOS first. And that's where players can create the creatures that will be in their deck by describing them to the AI engine. And the engine will run on the device, ensuring privacy, low latency, and no additional costs. Bubium Brawlers will only run on models equipped with the recent versions of the neural engine, which will be from iPhone 13 and later. And developers who created many decks and the cards allow the engine to follow these examples when creating new cards. So the studio, Alesso CEO and co-founder Brio Malo, did say that he does sympathize with the gamers, but he also clarified that he does not believe the gamers are actually anti-AI, because he thinks that we are all opposed to slop and the exploitation of humans that is sometimes associated with it. Here's what he said, quote, I understand that stance for two reasons. One, because of how Most tech companies are adopting this technology without providing for people who made it possible, which are in the case of image generators, an artist whose images the generators have been trained on. It makes total sense that why there is this kind of pushback. I totally understand that. We are approaching it from a different point of view, paying artists and giving them royalties on what is being generated. So he does not believe that we're totally against AI. What do you think about that? You can let me know at GroupQuest and at Joe Brums. Or you can go to thegroupquest.com and post a comment there. We'll read them. Yes, we do. But they're not the Hightail devs. GamesRadar.com says that Hightail developers want to speed up production along with getting some more, quote, adventurous, end quote, with the patches. Now, Simon Collins Laplim, via GamesRadar.com, he is the CEO of Hypixel, did release a statement that does outline the studio's pre-release plans going forward, which would include some weekly update schedules and approximately monthly release schedule, which would show, quote, more time building and less time shipping, end quote. So he got up on X and he made a pretty big post. I'll give you some of it. So here's what he posted, quote, to speed up production, here's how Hightail updates will work going forward. TLDR, pre-release updates go out weekly. Pre-release to get features early for feedback and bug reports. Releases ship when pre-release is in a good state every 2 to 6 weeks. More time for modders and servers to adapt. Our developers spend more time building, less time shipping. Hot fixes can still ship anytime to both pre and release. Going forward, we will use the pre-release patch line to be a bit more adventurous. It will be updated weekly and may be unstable by design. This is where new features, larger changes, and iterations happen. FYI, we might skip a week from time to time for holidays, PTO, and or other reasons. End quote. Now, he did talk about the instability, which will be communicated in-game. And once they are comfortable with the pre-release, they will schedule it to release and communicate to everyone. So for this week, he said, don't expect anything yet. I'm trying to get things ready. That's what he's saying. So if you like Hightail, more things are coming. Like what's coming to esports via esportsinsider.com. South Korea has formed a working group for the Olympic esports games. And that's the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee. They announced the formation of working a group for the preparation of the Olympic esports games, which is a global event by the International Olympic Committee. And that's according to the translation of the press release, because the group is aimed that they will study the feasibility hosting the OEG, the Olympic esports games, in South Korea. So here's what the KSOC chairman, Hyu Shengmin, did say, quote, through the operation of this working group, we plan to strengthen the connection between traditional sports and esports and seek ways for the Korean esports and game industry to develop harmony with the international sports stage, end quote. So back in July, 2 years ago, the 142nd IOC session did approve the creation of the OEG and planned some international multi-sports or multi-esports event combining the Olympic and competitive gaming worlds. Now, the inaugural OEG was originally scheduled to take place in 2025, but it was pushed back to 2027. So that did happen. And what could be in it? We could have some racing in it. According to PushSquare.com, Tokyo Extreme Racer will be coming to PlayStation 5, and now be coming on February 25th. They released a trailer too. And it does look pretty good. You gotta race down the streets, get around some cars, regular cars. You gotta do some racing. Looks pretty good. So does this for your Switch 2. The Disney Afternoon Collection is coming to Switch 2 on February 26th. Almost a month from now. Like I said, it looks good. I'll be all for your Switch 2. A lot of Disney games. So go enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, because this has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.